Ron, any good story you got?
Any good stories I have? Well, I don't live in Myrtle Beach, so I don't have a good Myrtle Beach story.
No, but anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world?
Yeah. You are having come across Baba for the first time. What transpired? Did you go to him or he came to you?
Or he came to me.
Of course, that's always the case.
You know.
Well, you know the story.
No, I don't know the story.
My story of
Baba
was I first saw Baba's picture in this lady's house. Her name was Sharon.
But when I really came to Baba was a few years after that, attending a little sahavas in Neskowin, Oregon, on the beach. Neskowin, Oregon, on the beach. It's an enclave of Baba lovers who live there. And Lynn and Phyllis Ott had come to be with us. And I was really searching. I grew up in a strict Christian home, and I knew Jesus when I was a kid, and he'd spoken to my heart, and I'd gone away from the church stuff a lot. I mean, by this time this was 8 years, I was just 30 or 31. So there's something in me that was really looking for a spiritual connection with God again. And when I went out to Neskowin, they had a school there, and we were meeting in the school. And Lynn was showing his pictures of Baba projected. And I'm the kind of guy who's really sort of intellectual. I do a job that's real intellectual. And for me to get from my heart into my heart is really important for me.
What do you do?
Well, I'm an engineer. I work as an engineer. So the way Baba came to me was through Lynn's pictures of him. And it was just completely quiet. And I felt a wave of Baba's love coming to me through those pictures. And I was sort of struck dumb for that whole weekend. I'm not particularly vocal with it anyway, but I didn't see it. Anything at all, and just felt tears welling up in me just for no reason, and it just kept coming over me and over me. And so, it's nice to come to the Pilgrim Center here and see all those portraits of Baba, because when I came again, I was again struck with that same wave of love from Baba.